AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Almost 44 years after leaving Washington, former President Jimmy Carter is returning for 3 days of state funeral rites. The 39th president died in Georgia. He was 100. Carter's remains have been lying in repose at the Carter Presidential Center in Georgia since Saturday and will be arriving today with the motorcade into Washington and the Capitol, where members of Congress will pay their respects. A state funeral for Jimmy Carter will be held Thursday at Washington's National Cathedral. More bitter cold is expected in the South. Snow and cold have been the weather words over the past day or so across most of the country.
Meteorologist Richard Bond.
It's turning sharply colder behind the system.
Ice and snow led to school closures, power outages, and thousands of flight cancellations. Cincinnati and Louisville, Kentucky saw record single-day snowfall. Louisville Mayor Craig Greenberg.
The largest single-day snowfall we've had in over 25 years.
In Virginia, state police responded to over 430 crashes, and a power outage led to a boil water advisory in Richmond. The National Weather Service forecasts that Florida will see a freeze, and from Texas across the Gulf Coast, temperatures will be in the teens and low 20s. The service is also warning of destructive red flag wind conditions in Southern California, with gusts up to 100 miles an hour and a critical risk of wildfires. On Wednesday, another low pressure system is forecast to bring snow to parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas. I'm Jennifer King.
Shots were fired at the Honduran consulate just outside Atlanta. One person is dead. A suspect is in custody. Emily Heenan is a city spokesperson.
A large number of witnesses, I believe the rough estimate I was given was about 50 witnesses. The Doral police are making their way through everyone, talking to them, getting their story, getting what they saw, and trying to piece together all the events.
Mexico's foreign affairs secretary says the person who was killed was a Mexican citizen who worked as a security guard at the Honduran consulate. This is AP News. JAMA Pediatrics published the most reliable estimate yet of the number of young people who receive gender-affirming medications.
Researchers analyzed a large database of insurance claims covering more than 5 million patients ages 8 to 17. Fewer than 1 in 1,000 received gender-affirming medications during the 5 years from 2018 to 2022. With lawmakers debating issues around health care for transgender youth, it's been difficult to determine a precise number, leaving room for exaggerated and false claims. At least 26 states have adopted laws restricting or banning gender-affirming medical care for transgender minors. The practices are now being weighed by the Supreme Court. I'm Ben Thomas.
At least 9 workers are trapped inside a coal mine in India's northeastern Assam state. The Indian Army is helping with the rescue operation. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.